Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's collecting intel week here on the Ramon Foster Show, as we were just discussing. He's Ramon, 11-year starting guard for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports here in downtown Pittsburgh. He's in Indianapolis. He is embarking on a scouting mission, right?
I am, DK, man. Got my credentials and everything out here, man. Who would ever thought I'd be walking around with a lanyard and everything with credentials and post-playing career, DK? What do you think about that?
What I think is you shouldn't have to show anybody who you are. You should just be able to walk in and go, hey, it's me. Remember me? I was here once, and I still didn't get drafted. And look how wrong everybody here was.
You're useless. Yeah. That's about as real as it get right there, DK.
Hey, it's a completely pointless event. Let us ring the mythical bell here.
I got my headphone case. I'll just clap it.
I guess that'll have to do.
That'll work.
We are tight on time today. We are tight on time all week. I'm leaving here. We have to cut this show short at 4:30 because I'm flying down to Bradenton, Florida to cover the Pirates spring training. I'll be back Friday. Moan will be back where he's going to be on Friday, and we're going to be able to do a real show for you again on Friday. So to kind of make up for that, we're going to go with just a nonstop Hey Moan.
Yeah, let's do that.
Does that work?
Yeah, I'm with that too. I see a few coming in right now, man. There's one that can start us off. You got it?
I like this one right here from Brian Jonker, since you do both of these events. He says, hey, Moan, which do you place more importance on, the Combine or the Senior Bowl?
It's two separate, I think, avenues with that. The Senior Bowl is an actual football game where you see guys from different teams, different divisions, different levels, meaning Mac playing against somebody from the SEC. And that's what you kind of run yourself into, seeing how they size up against guys. I think it's super important if you're a fringe type of person to be able to have a situation where you can go play yourself up into some rounds. Also, for the Combine, to me, I think we're starting to see this. If y'all been following the news, you've seen a bunch of these high caliber guys who are opting out of running, doing activities, but simply just meeting. Marvin Harrison Jr. is one of those guys. Jaden Daniels, one of those guys. I'm not sure if Caleb Williams said he's going to throw a knot this week, but the Combine is just for measurables, checking out where you stand as far as teams having these templates. You fit this mode, that mode, this mode, and that mode. And that's what this time of the year is for sure, guys, like a Jaden Daniels and a Caleb Williams and a Marvin Harrison Jr. This event, DK, I'll be honest with you, is probably going to be a situation where it starts to decline as far as like the superstars that come to it. You know, we might not see them on TV anymore when it comes down to guys showing up at the Combine and running these 40s and justifying where you should draft them at. I've seen that be a case where Marvin Harrison Jr. said, hey, go look at my tape. That's essentially what is going to turn.
Yeah.
Go look
at
my tape.
That was my Combine.
Yeah, and then, of course, with all this GPS stuff, right, the guys having the back of their jerseys now that teams are tracking, he said, I ran 22 miles per hour.
In a game.
In a game.
In a game.
In a game, yes.
With someone trying to hurt me, yeah.
Exactly.
It's a little different. Jacob says, hey, Moan, at what point will the Steelers get back to drafting linebackers. And I'm pretty sure, without speaking for Jacob, that he's referring to inside linebackers.
That is a funny one to me, because when I was playing, we used to laugh and joke about that. Oh, who's going to be the first round draft pick this year? Probably a linebacker.
Linebacker.
Linebacker. You got to think about just where your team is. Like, there was an exodus of players. You lost Devin Bush. Say what you want to about him, but you lost him and had to go find other guys. Never found a replacement for Shazier. That could be something where, of course, where you're drafting it. Is there a prospect there that handles that type of draft pick for you? I told you, of course. The fact that Mason Cole is cut, the fact that you have a serious need at center also, 20 is a prime spot for center. I don't know what a first-round middle linebacker is going to look like as far as this draft goes. But the fact that you're asking that question, I'm sure in that big board inside of the Steelers facility, they're asking that question too. Who can we take as a linebacker?
Jeff Feaser says, hey, Moan, do you think that the increased salary cap of $30 million, which still sounds nuts to say out loud, might lower the quality of available free agents because teams will be keeping their own players now that who might have been cap casualties?
Do I think the increased salary lower the quality of available free
agents? I had to read it twice, too, but it makes sense.
Yeah, no, Jeff, for this reason. Again, DK, I've been trying to prep people for a very long time with this. Since we struck that CBA deal, the minimums before long is about to be $1 million for every player. Rookies coming to the league is $1 million minimum. That's going to be base salary. We have to readjust our thinking on what guys are about to get paid. That same $30 million that they added to the cap will be dispersed amongst the same amount of people anyway. But here's the thing, too. If there's a quarterback that realizes that money is there, they're going to ask for that money too. This doesn't change the quality of player. This just, instead of a one-year $3 million deal for a player, they may now get one-year $5 million. That's that adjustment to the increase in salary cap. Don't let that number throw you off like, oh, we're paying you all this money. No. TV, gambling, streaming, big business. That's why that cap is up.
Mm-hmm. Bigger stadiums with more luxury suites. It's a long list of ways that the NFL and then in turn the players get rich. Matt McGrath says, hey, Moan, are there concerns in receiving prospects who are known for jump ball ability in college versus separation? Which one's a bigger deal?
A bigger deal would be separation. NFL open means more. Yeah. 50 jump balls are 50-50 balls. You can't count on that, but somebody that can separate at the point is somebody that's super valuable for a guy. Again, think about all the dudes that have come across the league. Like Juju had good separation. Juju wasn't a speed jump ball guy. You separate Antonio Brown. Whatever he'll say, I don't know if he ran that 4-4 or not. I think he did as he got faster as he got older. But AB's ability was what? Route running and separation. That's the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when I think of the Steelers and when I think of what they need coming into this season, forgive me for this, for those of you, I mean, I see another wide receiver. I'm sorry. I mean, I'd love to see this team load up on offensive weapons, a new coordinator and everything. Ben says, hey, Moan and DK, what do you think of maybe using our pick 197 on Joe Milton from your Vols? Does he have legit NFL talent given some developmental time? Who is projecting to pick 197?
Here's the thing. I've seen this question Joe Milton come up a few times in us doing this show, DK. Joe's a specialty. Joe, in 6-7 years of college, has yet to fully dominate. I don't know if that translates over into the NFL. But he did dominate in Michigan. He came to Tennessee and got upseated by Hendon Hooker.
What's his position? I don't know who this is.
Quarterback. He's a quarterback.
Oh, okay.
He's a quarterback. Yeah. He's a quarterback. Played for Tennessee with me. Think about Joe. Joe's got a cannon of an arm.
Wait, if he played with you at Tennessee, that means he's been there a lot longer than 7 years.
Well, with this scene, with this COVID year, it seemed like he's been there that long. But I like Joe. I just don't know if I love him in Pittsburgh. He's a project. Don't forget that. Joe Milton is a project. He's the type of guy that goes fishing. No, he goes hunting squirrels with the Uzi. That's the type of arm that he has, okay?
That has a little bit of some Mitch Trubisky feel to it.
Yeah. I'm not taking him at 197. No, I'm sorry. I love Joe.
If you think that you can make every throw, you can't, okay?
Even – I could go so much further into that conversation, DK.
I hear you.
Decisions to run, not to run. Decision making at the point to go deep, overthrow, underthrows. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. I know that one too intimately.
We're talking about centers here a lot in the conversation over there to our side, and I see that there's the usual mentions of Jackson Powers Johnson, your guy out of Oregon, but I also see, and Mike brings us into this, says, hope we can go down 79 South and pick up Zach Frazier. He's from West Virginia. Of course, he plays with anger. What's the chances that'll happen? Could he be a center that's seen in the same light or a similar light to a Jackson Powers Johnson?
He is. I think he had an injury towards the last play of this last year that he just had. I think he's dealing with a little bit of an injury. But, yes, some conversation. This is that time of the year, season of lies, DK, okay? So take this as a grain of salt. Some think there could be four taken by the middle of the second round. That's where it goes as far as centers go. There's a few out there that you probably love and just thinking, of course, Zach Frazier, that was his last name, if I'm not mistaken, from West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Former high school state champion as far as wrestling goes in the heavyweight division. I was told this today, actually. Only losses he had was to his freshman year. He never lost again. So that aggressiveness, that anger that they were just talking about is a part of his game. He is a born wrestler. He also understands angles. You going to West Virginia, now here's the thing, too. Do we also have a Mountaineer that's asking that question, DK?
I wouldn't doubt that one, actually. I think that he's come up a couple of times here already, and I have my suspicions. Clarence Washington says, hey, Moan, the Steelers need a center, a starter, and a second string, both. How do you think they approach this? And I'll just jump in real quick here.
Go ahead.
Point out that Nate Herbig is still on the roster. That doesn't mean he needs to be on the roster, but Nate Herbig can also play backup at multiple positions for you.
More you can do.
I don't know that you need a starter and a second stringer, especially when you consider that an emergency, James Daniels could slide over.
Yes, he could, man. I think the center is probably the most prevalent position that they could possibly look in at. Again, you draft 20. That is a prime for middle of the road, short starter, first round pick.
I like the way Barber thinks.
God.
Tell Barber spend some time in La Trobe. Two wrestlers going at St. Vincent College would be okay by me.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that? A second-year guy versus a rookie? Oh, man. DK, if that happens, we're going to have to start taking bets on that one. I'm okay with betting on who take who on that one, DK. And I've always heard – wrestling, well, I heard somebody say this on a podcast. Wrestling college parties are the best. You know why, DK?
I'm afraid because they go there
just to bro out, have a good time. What do they do when they're having a good time? They have a bunch of beers and other spirits there. So what do wrestling teams like to do? Take their shirt off and start wrestling at those parties. I heard those parties are insane, man. But
like the Greeks from 1,000 years ago.
Exactly. I've never been to a wrestling party, but that's
no,
that's
no,
what I hear.
No. That's what he's heard peripherally, everybody. Russell Wheeler says, hey, Moan, what do you think the plan is for defensive line depth? Is it the draft? Is it free agency? Let's take the word depth off there. Just humor me on this. Okay. Because the defensive line has moving pieces in the sense that Cam is back, but Cam is older. Larry O is back, but he's older. Keanu Benton just kind of came into his own, but the 17-game schedule maybe had a little bit of an impact on him here. What are you looking at with this D-line?
It needs help, that's for sure. I will not doubt that. I know guys like DJ Reader's up. I don't think you're going to pay a premium for a guy like Chris Jones or nobody like that. I think we do exactly what the Steelers always do. They go find a guy who's teetering in between getting older and still productive and get the most out of him. This is a position, I think, as far as Pittsburgh concerned, that if you believe in Keanu Benton, yes, but he's just a piece, I think, to find in the next Cam is the way I somewhat view that situation. Again, you will find – yes. You there? You there with me on that one, DK?
Yes, and more than maybe you might think. And here's why, okay? I'm reminded of this because did you see the video of Joe Green basically prank calling Cam?
I missed that one,
it's
man.
It's fantastic. You must find it. It's after the Walter Payton Man of the Year. He calls him up and he says, this is Joe from Vegas. And then eventually he says, "No, it's Joe from Pittsburgh." And when Cam realizes that it's Mr. Green, and then of course he refers to him as Mr. Green, which is what you do, he melts. He said, I can't believe I'm like your teammate."
Wow.
The stuff we were talking about, the Steelers, like yourself and being in the family and everything. I think to the lineage, okay, I need to see the next great defensive lineman, okay?
Yeah.
And I think the defensive line in its current state in 2024 is at its best possible position because you can buy that young man that you draft time. Because you have Cam there, because you have Larry there. He can learn from Cam. He can learn how the defensive line carries itself, the work that they do in the community. Even though I know all of you did it, the defensive line has always taken a special role
in
that regard. Okay. That's been, as long as I've been covering the team, if it goes from Aaron Smith to Brett Kiesel to everybody, Casey Hampton, there are no exceptions to this. If you're on the D line, you do work in the community.
100%, man. And just a few names. Grover Stewart, I like. DJ Reader, I like. There's a few guys that you can get a lot out of. Javon Kinlaw is a young fella that is becoming a free agent from San Francisco. I think he had an injury his rookie year in San Francisco. Former first-round draft pick also. I like him. He just had the injury bug and just kind of shut out in a very talented room as far as the San Francisco 49ers go.
Oh, and Tom points out, and this is valid. He said, "There's no Cam in this draft, and there's no Ryan Shazier in this draft." I was kind of thinking that in the back of my head as I said it, but go ahead.
Can I jump on this one? You guys, and including myself, didn't know what a Cam or Shazier was going to be until they became that. Mm-hmm. To say there is no Cam or there is no Shazier there is somewhat unfair. Or TJ is somewhat unfair because you got to think. Cam was a first rounder, but when was Cam picked, 30th or 31st? If I'm not mistaken,
it's right there. Yeah.
So we're not
right in the TJ range. Yeah.
Yes, right in the TJ range. We're not talking about Cam hopping off the boat being the bona fide. Hey, like Dontari Poe went first round, right? And Cam's outplayed Dontari Poe for years and years and years from that point. What I'm saying is these guys grow into that role too. Don't let that, hey, this guy isn't there. Because those draft analysts aren't telling you that this is a bona fide game record. No, there are players in this draft, again, on the front end of it, that are highly talented that you hope that your team gets one of.
Good one here from Drew Belansky. We get a lot of questions about guys who are – and that speaks a lot to the acumen of the audience that we have, okay? Because we get questions about Corey Trice. We get questions about guys that are kind of Mark Robinson that are a little bit on the bubble. Drew says – hey, Moan, where does Spencer Anderson fit into the offensive line? Is he a tackle? Is he a guard? Is he a do-it-all? And the question that I'd have for you in that regard, Moan, is can you risk as an offensive lineman being labeled too early in your career? Well, no, he can't play that position. He plays all positions.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know what he needs? A little bit more field time and evaluation, too. He's a project. From my understanding, he has a lot of the intangibles that you love. I think he's a born tackle. But when I say he needs more field time, how does he actually set and play against NFL veterans and guys that's been in the league? That jump from year one to year two is something we need to see if he's going to establish himself as a NFL tackle. The good thing about him is he seems good enough of an athlete that if he's not a tackler, he can move inside. You bump him, and he learns how to play that. You got to look and see the style of offense that Arthur Smith is going to be playing sometime soon. Is he a guy that's more fit to be a guard than he is a tackle? He fits right now with your team as depth. Point blank period. Ain't no other way around it. He's depth until he carves out a role for himself. And most things I would tell you this, there's about three years with guys like him that you have to somewhat let them grow. And Pittsburgh may be a place for him that he can sit on the back burner and have one more year of growth, compete well in training camp, get some time if a guy is injured in a game to somewhat solidify and prove himself. Because y'all know like I know, if he don't get on the field by year three sometimes, they're going to be looking over his shoulder for the next draft pick at some point.
Matt McGrath says, hey, Moan, we have holes at safety, interior defensive line, offensive tackles. Hey, blah, 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 blah. What position is the most expendable? I'm not sure what he means by most expendable here. Maybe the one that you would just remove as a priority. We're going to see. This is Omar Khan's first draft. Yeah. So we can't even say, like I've been – I was saying most of last week, you can't say, well, the way they used to do it was they would just get a free agent and they would get a draft pick at both spots.
The way I feel about this, Matt, is this. The fact that you're saying, you're asking which one is most expendable is the reason why we're still searching for an inside linebacker and a safety and a corner. Not a corner, but those, like, you got to start hitting on players and getting pieces that you don't feel like you need but have to have. That's where this team is. If you're asking me what's the most expendable, we've gotten away for the last like 3 years on not having a starting stud inside linebacker. That group of the trio that played this year was doing their friggin' thing. So if you're asking me which one is more expendable, it might be the off-ball linebacker. But you look at the good teams around the league, they do have a really good off-ball linebacker.
That's Lots of noise about Papa Ray happening over in our comments. That leads me to believe that, oh, yes, indeed, Papa Ray has come in with 20 gift memberships. The way to accept those gift memberships anytime at all, not just when we announce it, is to have make sure that your accept gifts option is on when you're in the live chat here. And the boss wants to know something about the hair. The boss is interested in this.
No,
she says it just looks good.
Thank you. I'm actually a day away from actually having to go back to the barber. I'm going to miss it tomorrow, though, or on Wednesday. So, he just tied me up on the edges. I was fresh last Wednesday, Dolly. You missed it, man. You out here playing around in the peanut gallery. Come on. I just got a good hairline. That's all.
He actually
She's does. Laughing. She's laughing big time right now.
We'll get her to laugh on screen.
There she is.
She says you look great today.
I ain't even trying today, Dolly.
You just wake up looking flawless. What are you going to do?
It is what it is. Flawless. You know, it is what it is, man. I'll just go ahead and continue.
Matt wants to know, are GMs going for projects with higher ceilings or more surefire players? What do you think the trend is, especially now that you're leaving college earlier?
That's a great question. I think it's when it comes down to development, though, I do think NFL coaches are realizing they do have to acquire and teach up and retrain some of these guys. I saw you mentioned Joe Milton and Anthony Richardson. Their ceilings, if you hit on them, is high. But if you fail on them, the reset, especially at the quarterback position for the Colts, I mean, we're talking about a five-year reset. 3 years to figure it out, a fourth year, and then an in-between to go find another guy. It's where college is, in my opinion. They're just the teaching. Guys staying at one school and understanding how to break down a system is just different. So almost everybody is somewhat of a project these days.
Nick says, hey, Moan, how did it make you or your teammates feel when fans would say that the Steelers played down to their competition? I want to hear this answer, and I want to hear it truthfully.
Ooh. Pissed off. Mm-hmm. Livid. And also questioning, too. Very questionable. Like, not in these words, but are we playing down? Like, how did this team jump out on us? And we know they're going to play us hard. Like, some teams might just be a mixed match day someday. Like, some teams might just catch you sleeping at the wheel. But to say you play down to competition, no. At least the group that I was with never had that feeling because, one, we can't catch, can't run the ball, can't throw the ball, can't play defense. So we're just labored workers, man, just trying to make it happen and everybody else. I'll speak for my group on the inside. We never felt like we played down. Some days you just get your you-know-what whoops, but it used to piss me off. I ain't going to lie to you. That was one of them, like, you come out here and get your head bashed for 70 plays and let me know if we're playing down and they are. Like, I get it. And I can understand the perception of it too. Golly, this is such a great. Why did you ask a question like that today?
Because of Oakland. It's because, come on, it's Oakland. It's why. The tie in Cleveland, damn it.
They just, which is why we had inside that building the mindset that teams will play us differently. A team plays, like, I've seen the Browns look like trash against the Jets.
But they would play you differently, which is something that the casual fan's not going to notice. It's just not going to happen. And because they felt like, especially the Browns.
Oh, my God.
It was like they felt like they could compensate for a certain percentage of their miserable season just by beating Pittsburgh. Right?
Yes. Yes. Like, and it used to tick me off, too, because – I'd see a guy just brother-in-law on it, just like, okay, you got your block, I got my block, and man, I almost had him. And then they come out against you, and they're doo, 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 doo. I'm like,
where were you on film? Where was that? Well,
so I wouldn't. Let's say I don't want to say sleep at the wheel. They called us at a bad time. DK, you've been in those stadiums.
I have. They get really revved up. They think the fans think the same thing too. They think, hey, I've been coming here all year. It's been really miserable. This was what it was like in Oakland, by the way, because the Raiders have in Oakland had real fans.
Okay? They did.
Monsters with the spikes and the masks and stuff. That's not an act. I think that's how these people go to the grocery store. Okay. Really? Okay. Yeah. Until you've walked through that parking lot. And where we had to park as media, we had to walk right through this same gauntlet, okay? And you see these people, and you're going, what in the hell is that? And for you guys, they're hanging right over that railing, which is like 100 years old and looks like it's going to fall down on top of you, okay? It's a different scene. It does different things, I'm sure, with your mind.
I don't want to say – we try. It's just that some days those bad teams just get you. They just get you. And Chris, it ain't just us. It's other teams too. Trust. No. It ain't. Like, it's your team and you feel a certain way about it. But Chris, I swear, it ain't just us. Oh, I hate that crap, though.
But Joe wants to know, did you ever actually look past an opponent? Did you feel like this is different? This is a different question. You're playing a team 1 week, but all you're thinking is, man, we got Baltimore the week after. We got Cincinnati the week after.
You can't. I'll say this again. Take it from where we come from. In the O-line, there is no playoff. Like a wide receiver, a brother-in-law, and making it through and stuff like that, I would say from the interior end, quarterback, running back, offensive line, and sometimes the tight end, you can't afford to play that way. You just can't. Did I look forward to playing the team the next week or we in Cleveland and we should win and we are winning or going into the game? Like, yeah, I'd be looking forward to the playoffs in those moments, but we'd still win, though. So there's so many of those times that happen, too.
Pittsburgh Hornets wants to know the worst fan base. I'm going to jump on this because it's not worst. For me, worst isn't the place where you go where they make you the least comfortable. Okay, that actually – those are great fans. Okay, they're obnoxious. You hate them. But you know they're invested.
Yeah.
Worst, by a mile, be like Phoenix, Arizona, Charlotte, North Carolina, where they don't care about
anything. When it was San Diego?
I thought the Chargers had fans.
In the last five to seven years, probably.
Oh, you mean L.A. Chargers? Oh, that they're not even a thing. Yeah, that's probably that's probably number one. In the entire NFL.
I can give one I love and hate it because they aren't real to this day about their positioning. Probably Cleveland. They sell out so damn much. But on the backside of that, though, they're nasty as heck when it comes down to the name calling. Like,
I hate to be the one that comes to their defense, Moan.
Do it. I love it.
If you put 73,000 people in a stadium for a game in which you're about to go 0-16, you plant every flag you want for fandom. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to drive to that stadium, and you saw it too, because you'd come in on buses and you'd see these seas of humanity, and you're there for a game that can make them 0-16, and you're like, what in hell is wrong with you people?
That's fair. The only thing I don't like about them is their pot meat kettle. All the stuff that their fan base said about Seven, and on the back end of this
No, that's you can dislike them.
The personal stuff. Yeah, the personal stuff.
But places that have no identity, like Arizona, like North Carolina, these places, they just whatever. You see some teams or some cities and regions will line up faster with their teams, like I think Tennessee did. I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. You know, not so much Memphis, obviously, because that was temporary. But when once they moved to Nashville, that was different. Okay, they got adopted. They got adopted really, really fast. Hey, guys, I literally have a flight to catch. I know that sounds like a line. But this was really – we packed a lot in here.
We did. That was good. You said it was going back to back, and I should have cut some of my answers short, but it is what it is.
Oh, no. We did fine here.
Got me going.
I see that.
we should discuss that more. We should.
I see that. All right, guys. We will see everybody. Hear this now. We will see everybody on Friday.
Yeah.
Back here. I'm doing spring training. He's doing the combine, and we're going to come up with all kinds of – how did somebody put it here? Hang on. I saved this one.
What did you say?
Somebody said that we were required – here it is. This is from Wes, who said, hey, Moan, we need some real good juice when you come back Friday, and U2DKC. He'll have juice as in information on the combine. I'll have actual orange juice. It's different.
Yes, that is what you had last year around that time.
That's right, pal. Yeah, squeezed right from the tree. The only good thing about Florida.
That's very true. And my homie Pounce and Al now.
And Pounce. Yeah, and Dave.
And Dave.
Bye, guys.
There you go, people.
Let's go.
Oh, she's chasing me out. Bye.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.